sun. Now be the song of praise begun. Alleluia. The powers of death have done their worst, but Christ their legions hath dispersed. Let shouts of holy joy outburst. Alleluia! The three sad days have quickly sped. He rises glorious from the dead. All glory to chains of hell, the bars from heaven's high portals fell. Let hymns of praise his triumph tell. Alleluia! Lord, by the stripes which wounded thee, from death's dread sting, thy servants free, that we may live and sing to thee. Alleluia! 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 Alleluia!
The congregation stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution, printed in the bulletin and also on page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens.
And you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For he commanded, and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever.
He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
You great sea creatures and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and mist.
Stormy wind fulfilling his word.
Mountains and all hills.
Fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all livestock.
Creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples.
Princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and maidens together.
Old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints.
For the people of Israel who are near to him, praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, good will toward men.
We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy
great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The first reading is from Acts chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles. And they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them in cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But the high priest rose up and all who were with him, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. When they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council, all the senate of the people of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison, so they returned and reported, "We found the prison securely locked, and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering, what would this come to? And someone came and told them, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain and the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest questioned them, saying, "We strictly charge you not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Revelations chapter 1, beginning at verse 4. "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand and we sing the Alleluias.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand, place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
O sons and daughters of the King, whom heavenly hosts in glory sing, today the grave has lost its sting. Alleluia. Tonight the apostles met in fear.
And my peace be with you here. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When Thomas first the tidings heard that they had seen the risen Lord, he doubted the disciples' word. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My pierced side, O Thomas, see. Faithless, but believing be. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. No longer Thomas then denied. He saw the feet, the hands, the Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. How blessed are they who have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been, for the eternal life shall. Voices raise. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The text that we just heard and have been thinking about from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, is the text for our sermon. This morning, we focus and think about Jesus is alive. He's not dead. He's alive. I reread just those two first verses of that reading. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, doors being locked where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You can follow along those notes on the yellow sheet, if you'd like. The doors were locked, and the disciples were afraid. Why was this? This was real fear. There is nothing fake about their situation. From their perspective, at that point in time, they were in trouble. Their leader, this prophet, this some had hoped the Messiah, was dead and buried. And the people that had him killed, and the government that killed him, they had the power, and they were afraid, and they were hiding, and the doors were locked. That situation where you're a person is afraid, is not unusual. It's not fake. It's real. And I have down there a list. Think of all the things that we do for safety and security to protect ourselves. And I just have a few things listed there. Our buildings have locks and lights, right? And we have security lights and security locks. And if the lock is compromised or not strong enough, or maybe we need three of them or whatever, we put them on and we take a lot of time and effort to make sure we have those. We have doorbells. We have doorbells with cameras, right? If you want, you can get a doorbell with a camera. You don't even have to be home, and a broadcast over the internet on your phone that somebody's ringing your doorbell, and this is what that person looks like. You can see. Using our technology today to do that. We have security for our cars, our travel. You have to be so careful. And we have computer and internet security. Even now, maybe you've read or heard articles, there are food plants starting on fire around the U.S. And nobody knows what's going on. Why are all these fires starting? There are fires starting in Russia at ammunition plants. What's going on with those fires just starting up the last few days? We know the war is going on. What's going on? We know that our towns, our nations, our states are concerned about security. You might say that's the number one concern. And we spend a lot of time and a lot of money on all these things. So for the disciples to be afraid, in a real situation, they really had enemies. That was real. The text says Jesus appeared to them and they were glad. Well, you know, when we have glad, that's kind of, at least in my use of English, it's kind of muted. It's kind of not very emphasized. It can be actually also translated, they rejoiced. He is alive. Yes, I'm glad, and I'm more than glad. He's really alive. And think of the implications that means that Jesus is alive. That means that Jesus did not stay dead. He defeated death. The greatest enemy, what everybody, every human being knows is going to be the final end, death. That means our Lord and Master is stronger than death. It also means that the Romans and the Jews who stirred up the Romans and told Pilate to kill him, they didn't win. That means Jesus is stronger than the Roman soldiers. They killed him, but they couldn't kill him. He came back to life. He's stronger than the Jewish leaders. He's stronger than the Roman government. And Rome was not a small thing. It was a huge empire. And yet their master and Lord and Savior, the prophet, the Messiah, is alive again. Rome could not keep him in the grave. And it means our Lord and Savior, our Master, spoke the truth. He was from God. The religious leaders were very self-serving. Everything they had done was to preserve their place, not to tell God's truth to the people. But it's clear in the Gospels that they were afraid of Jesus' popularity, and if it becomes too popular, there'll be riots or something like that, and Rome will take our place away. We'll lose our power. They didn't care about truth. They cared about their own situation. It showed that Jesus spoke the truth, and he was from God. And it means that when Jesus says he can give life, and he's come back from the dead, and he's among us, alive. That means if he says he will give me life, that means life everlasting. I won't stay in the grave. His disciples won't stay in the grave. He's really defeated life, and when he says he will give life, he can really do it. Look, he did it himself. He's alive. They were glad. They rejoiced. So Thomas didn't believe. I want to see Jesus and I want to touch Jesus. Otherwise, I will never believe. I won't believe that you saw him. I won't believe that he's risen from the dead. I won't believe. I have to see. I have to touch it. Jesus appeared to him, and Jesus said, there are blessings. The ones who have heard and believe, they are blessed. Brothers and sisters, that is you and me. We have heard the message of the apostles. They have written it down for us, the testimony, the witness of Jesus' ministry, life, death, and resurrection. And we have this handed down to us by the disciples throughout the ages, the church handing it down to the next generation, next generation, next generation. He is alive. Rome could not keep him in the grave. The religious leaders were wrong. He was from God. He has power over life. He can give life. He has power over death. It's all true. And you and I believe this. And Jesus said, such faith is blessed. Is blessed. What was God's plan now that Jesus was risen from the dead? You can say it in a more complex manner, but there is a very easy way to say it, and those are the very first words that Jesus said to his disciples. He said, peace be with you. God's plan is to give God's peace, his divine peace, and to give forgiveness. Whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven in heaven. Peace and forgiveness. That is God's plan. And he made them witnesses so that all would hear, and all would hear the message and believe, and they would be blessed. Even though they didn't all see the risen Jesus, and we haven't seen the risen Jesus, yet we believe. John wrote at the end of that chapter, it's recorded, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe. John was there. He saw the risen Jesus Christ. And later on in his ministry as an apostle, he wrote down some of the things that Jesus taught and did. And he wants the reader, the hearer, you and me, to believe. To what end? So that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that by believing you may have life in his name. Jesus is the Son of God. God incarnate of the Virgin Mary to live among us, to die and rise. Why he wrote all this. That's why we come to church and Bible class and Bible school and Sunday school and vacation Bible school and witness left and right, high and low, so that people will know the Son of God has come, died and risen, so that they may have peace and forgiveness and life everlasting. That's it. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your love for Thomas, that you would appear again to him and show him your hands and side. And thank you for the blessed faith that you give to us. Even though we have not seen, you have given us faith in you, that you are alive. Help us not to be stirred by threats or dangers of this world, but rather know that you have risen from the dead and you overcome all things, and that you have called us to be your witnesses of your resurrection. Give us great faith in the life that you promise, and let us speak of this life to others. All these things, dear Jesus, we pray in your name, you who live and reign with the Holy Spirit and with the Father, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and sing the Create in Me offertory hymn.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia. You may be seated. We sing the verses of five verses of the hymn 856. The last verse, verse 5, the offering can be brought forwards.
O Christ, who called the 12 to rise and follow you, forsaking old familiar ways for ventures bold and new, grant us to hear your call to risk security and abound in heart and will to you, find perfect liberty. O Christ, who taught the 12 the truth for ages sealed, whose words and works awakened faith, the ways of God revealed. Instruct us now, we pray, by your empowering word. True teacher, before all who seek their light, their life, their Lord. O Christ, who led the 12 among the desolate, and broke as bread of life for all, your love compassionate, lead us along the ways where hope has nearly died, and help us climb the lonely hills where love is crucified. O Christ, who sent the 12 on roads they'd never trod, to serve, to suffer, teach, proclaim the nearer reign of God. Send us on a ways where faith transcends timidity, where love informs and hope sustains both life and ministry. O Christ, the apostles, Lord, the martyrs' strength and song, the crucified and risen King, to whom the saints belong. Though generations pass, our tribute still we bring, our hymns a sacrifice of praise, our lives an offering.
The congregation is invited to stand and pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For strength to praise our God aright, that our hearts and mouths would be filled with joy at the death and resurrection of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For 175 years of God's blessings to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, especially for the gift of Jesus Christ, who alone is our salvation, let us give thanks to the Lord, and that he would preserve these blessings among us for many years to come. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for Christ's death, which has atoned for our sins, for his resurrection, which has justified us, and for his word and Holy Spirit, which have brought the gospel of peace to us, that Jesus only may remain our synod's constant joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the congregations, schools, and organizations of our synod, together with all our people, that God would sanctify and keep them in the truth of his word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That he would preserve us from false teaching, bring us to repentance for every place where love or zeal has faltered. Grant us and our children bold and steadfast hearts to remain faithful to this confession and church, suffering all rather than to fall away from it. And unite us with all Christians in a true confession of Jesus Christ, in whom the world has redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the servants of the Lord, afflicted among us, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin and Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Pastor Shriwe, and Pastor Berlin. And we pray for the family of Pauline Von Dalen. And we pray for the family of Mike Hurst. And we remember Tony and ask for healing for him. That God, the great physician, would grant them healing under the shadow of his wings, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that out of your indescribable grace and for the sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel and instituted the Holy Sacraments that through them we may have comfort and the forgiveness of sin. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may heartily believe your word and through the Holy Sacraments establish our faith day by day until at last we obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray the morning prayer.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our final Hymn 465, and a reminder that immediately following worship, we have our quarterly voters meeting, and you're welcome to stay for that.
Hymn 465.
Now all the vault of heaven resounds in praise of love that still abounds. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Sing, choirs of angels, loud and clear. Repeat their song of glory here. Christ has triumphed, Christ has triumphed. Sings. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Now still he comes to give us life, and by his presence stills all strife. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Dauntless love, set heart and will on things above, that we conquer through your triumph. Grant grace sufficient for life's day, that by our lives we truly say, Christ has triumphed, he is living. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adoring praises now we bring, and with the heavenly blessed sing, Christ has triumphed.